The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God will be pouring out His wrath for at least 1 year on the earth, which is called the Day of the Lord in Revelation 1, verse 10. Many other places in the Bible, the Day of the Lord, or the very end time of Satan's rule of the earth, is simply stated at that time or in that day, but it means the time God began to intervene in world affairs and the return of Jesus Christ to the earth to take the earth away from Satan and to save man from annihilation and bring him to his knees. Yes, to humble man and let man know rebelling against his Creator doesn't pay. The book of Revelation brings out in plain language much of the suffering mankind will go through during the time that God is pouring out His wrath on stubborn and rebellious mankind. It also tells us that Jesus Christ will return to take the earth away from Satan, which God has allowed to rule this earth for almost 6,000 years now. But God has limited Satan as to what he can do. God made man as a free moral agency with a mind that can choose what kind of avenue he wants to travel. Man has chosen to follow Satan, the way that leads to death. That's why a loving God will have no choice but to bring man to his knees by pouring out his wrath on the earth during the Day of the Lord, which, as I have mentioned, will cover a period of at least 1 year. Revelation 6, verse 12 begins to tell us of the wrath of God. Notice what God has to say in Revelation 6, beginning in verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Think about this, my friends. This is describing the beginning of the wrath of God that will be poured out on this earth. It will not be a pleasant time for the wicked. Verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. That's going to be a terrible earthquake. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. Now it's talking about stubborn, rebellious, unrepentant mankind that hasn't repented after God has poured out many plagues on the earth. This is right at the time that Jesus Christ is returning to this earth, and mankind has still not repented. Verse 16, and they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Yes, from the wrath of Jesus Christ, because he is the one that will be pouring out his wrath, his anger, on this earth. Verse 17, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? If you want to stand that time, my friends, now is the time to begin to prepare for it, by turning your life over to God and Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, and beginning to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. The wrath of God will begin after the time of what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation has been in process for 2.5 years. Satan is the one that leads mankind into the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 7 is telling us that many of Israelite descent and a great multitude of all nations will repent during the time of the Great Tribulation before God or the Lamb, referring to Jesus Christ, began to pour out his wrath on the earth. Now, God would not do that if man as a whole would repent. God doesn't want to pour out his anger or wrath on the earth, but he will have no choice but to do that to bring the majority of human beings to their knees. Jesus Christ will return as a conquering king. He will put down all authority and rebellion of man. He will establish his kingdom on the earth, and he will be the king over all the earth. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, notice what God had to say. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one and his name one. There will be one Lord in that day. There won't be any false God or false ministers with a counterfeit and false religion. God says everyone will come to know the one true God and will serve him, or they won't be around. And you need to listen to this, my friends, because there's coming a time that you are going to serve God, whether you want to now in this life or not, but you will in that time that's coming, or you won't be around. There will be no place for rebels under the rule of the King of the entire earth. Jesus Christ will pour out his wrath on stubborn mankind to let them know he is taking over the earth. He qualified to be the King of all the earth and take it away from Satan, who has disqualified himself to be the ruler of this earth. It seems that God holds his wrath for a bit to seal and perhaps protect the 144,000 and the great multitude made up from all nations, as Revelation 7 brings out. Revelation 8, verse 1 continues, "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour." The opening of the seventh seal is the seven angels being given the seven trumpets of God, as verse 2 continues to tell us. Notice what it says, "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Now notice Revelation 8 and verse 6. "So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound." It is a time for God to begin pouring out his wrath. Verse 7 through 13, notice what God continues to say here. "The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass were burned up." Think about this, my friend. It isn't going to be a pleasant time to go through, and it is coming on this earth because of the wickedness of mankind, because he will not repent. God is going to be forced, so to speak, to bring mankind to his knees, and he knows how to do it, and he will do that. Verse 8, "Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water, because it was made bitter, or it was made poisonous, and a third of mankind on the earth died from drinking the poison water. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was dark, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night." That's not going to be a pleasant time to go through, is it? Only have two-thirds of the day that's light. "And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe.'" And you need to understand that when God uses this word, woe, in his word, it means that something terrible is about to follow. Something terrible is going to happen, much worse than what has been seen before. So God says, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blasts of the trumpets of the three angels who are about to sound." This will not be a pleasant time for stubborn, rebellious mankind. This begins a time of suffering unknown in human history. There will be no one to help or deliver you from the wrath of God. You have a little help out there today when you get in trouble, but at that time, you will have no help at all because most of mankind will be suffering and can't help himself. So you might as well prepare for that time by making up your mind that you're going to be stubborn and rebellious enough to go through that time or to repent before that time gets here. And it would be much better to repent and turn to God so that you will be protected during that time, which God promises to protect those that obey him. They will have no place to hide from the wrath of God during the day of the Lord. Revelation 9 is speaking about World War III breaking out and the terrible suffering it will produce. But man still doesn't repent. He only becomes more stubborn and more rebellious against God. Satan the devil has decided long ago that he will never repent. His evil mind and way is set in him. His character is set, and he cannot change. And that is where he would like to bring the human race to. And that's what he's trying to do. Thanks to God for limiting the power of Satan. Man can and will repent and change his character from Satan's way of get to God's way of give. But he won't give up and do that till he sees he can't win, till he sees all hope and every other way is gone. Then he will finally turn to his Maker. The book of Revelation continues to prove that big time. The book of Revelation isn't the only book in the Bible that talks about the day of the Lord and that how it's going to be a terrible time for unrepentant mankind. Notice in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, Isaiah has much to say about the day of the Lord and his wrath. Isaiah chapter 2, beginning in verse 10. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust. This is Isaiah speaking. Many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, before the book of Revelation was ever penned, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled. That's what God is going to have to do, is to humble mankind. The haughtiness of man will be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Yes, man will finally learn that only God is to be worshipped. Verse 12, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low, upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan. Now, speaking about bringing man down, upon all the high mountains, speaking of nations, the greatest nations on earth at that time will be humbled and brought down, upon all the hills, that is, the little nations, that are lifted up, upon every high tower and upon every fortified wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish and upon the beautiful slopes. The loftiness or the pride it means of man shall be brought down, and the haughtiness of man shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day, but the idols he shall utterly abolish. They shall go into the hold of the rocks. This is describing what will happen when Jesus Christ returns to take the earth away from Satan and to put mankind in his place. They shall go into the hold of the rocks and into the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord. Yes, there's going to be much terror in that day. From the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth mightily. In that day, a man will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship, to the mold and to the bats. That's where man's mind is today, is to accumulate, get rich, thinking only of himself. God says that is going to end. Verse 12, to go into the cliffs of the rocks and to the crags of the rugged rocks from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth mightily. Doesn't sound like it's going to be a pleasant time for mankind in that day. If you'd like to understand more about the day of the Lord that's coming on this earth, and very soon now, we invite you to request our booklet, Great Day of the Lord, and Does God Like the World Enough to Save It? That's two booklets now. Number one, Great Day of the Lord, and Does God Love the World Enough to Save It? All you need to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.